In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. The prophecy of the first hour, the eve of Great Friday, of Holy Bethlehem, may its holy blessings be with us all, Amen. A reading from Jeremiah the prophet, may his holy blessings be with us all, Amen. For behold, I send forth lethal serpents among you, for which there are no charms. They shall bite you mortally, says the Lord, with pain of your disturbed heart. My heart is faint in me. Behold, the voice of the daughter of my people cries out from a far land. Is not the Lord in Zion? Is her king not there? No, because they provoked me to anger with their carved images and foreign vanities. They will say, the summer is gone, the harvest is past, and we were not saved. I am saddened because of the ruin of the daughter of my people. Pains have seized me, as one who gives birth. Is there no balm in Gilead? Is there no physician? Why is no healing taking place for the daughter of my people? Who will give water to my head and a fountain of tears to my eyes, that I might weep day and night for this people of mine, for the wounded of the daughter of my people? Who will give me lodging in a deserted place, that I might leave my people and depart from them? For they are all adulterers, an assembly of treacherous men. They bent their tongues like a bow. Falsehood, not faith, prevails in the land, for they went from evil to evil and have not known me, says the Lord. Let each take heed to his neighbor and not to trust their brothers, for every brother will utterly deceive, and every friend will walk treacherously. Each will mock at his friend and not speak the truth. Their tongue learns to speak lies, and they do wrong. They do not pause to turn back. There is usury upon usury, deceit upon deceit. They are unwilling to know me, says the Lord. Glory be to the Holy Trinity, our God, forever, unto the ages of all ages. Amen. The doxology of the first hour of the eve of Holy Great Friday. May his blessings be with us all, Amen. O Lord, make us worthy to pray thankfully, our Father who art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil one. In Christ Jesus our Lord, for thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Kyrie eleison sokteti gomnim bionim bizmonim biamai shaini amin emmanuel benuti benoro sokteti gomnim bionim bizmonim biamai shaini amin beshois isos behrisos besutirna gasos ta gomnim ba ezmobi epshois afshobini efsoteria fo web sokteti gomnim bionim bizmonim biamai Shaini amin.
Kyrie eleison sokteti gomnim bionim bizmonim biamai shaini amin. Emmanuel benoti benoro sokteti gomnim bionim bizmonim biamai shaini amin. Betrois isos beristos besotiren agathos sokteti ta gomnim baesmo beb shois of shobini of soteria. If ho web thok teti gom nembio nembis monem bia mai shai ne mi.
Kyrie eleison thok teti gom nembio nembis monem bia mai shai ne mi. Emmanuel benuti benoro thok teti gom nembio nembis monem bia mai shai ne mi. Besho isi sos behrisos besutir na gasos ta gom nemba ezmo bi epsho isaf shobini ef soteriye. If O F thok teti gom nimbi o nimbis monim bia mahi shaini amin.
Kyrie eleison thok teti gom nimbi o nimbis monim bia mahi shaini amin. Emmanuel benoti benoro thok teti gom nimbi o nimbis monim bia mahi shaini amin. Betrois isos beristos besutir na gathos ta gom nimba esmo beb choice of shopini of sotiria. If O F thok teti gom nimbi o Nimbis monem bia mai shai ne mi.
Kyrie eleison sok teti gom nimbi o nimbis monem bia mai shai ne mi. Emmanuel benuti benoro sok teti gom nimbi o nimbis monem bia mai shai ne mi. Besho isi sos bechristos besutir na gasos ta gom nimba ezmo bi ebsho isaf shobini ef sotiria ef o web sok teti gom. Nimbi o nimbis monem bia mai shaini amin.
Kyrie eleison thok teti gom nimbi o nimbis monem bia mai shaini amin. Emmanuel benoti benoro thok teti gom nimbi o Nimbizmon and Biamai Shine Amin Bachoisi Sos Bedestos Besotir and Ahathos Tagom Nimbismon Beb Choice of Shobini Sotire Fo Web Thok Tetigom Nimbio Nimbizmon and Biamai Shine Amin
Kiriele Son Sok Tetigom Nimbio Nimbizmon and Biamai Shine Amin Emmanuel Benoti Benoro Sok Tetigom Nimbio Nimbizmon and Biamai Shine Amin Bashois, Sos, Bechrisos, Basutir Nagasos, Tagom, Nimba Esmo Beb Shois, Abshobini, Soteria, F.O. Absok, Tatigom, Nimbi O, Nimbismon, Nimbia, my Shine Amin.
Yele, Son, Thok, Tatigom, Nimbi O, Nimbismon, Nimbia, my Shine Amin, Emmanuel, Ben Noti, Ben Oro, Thok, Tatigom, Nimbi O. Nimbismon and Biamai Shine Amin Bachoisi Sos Bedestos Besotir and Ahathos Tagom Nimbismo Beb Choice of Shobini of Soteria Fo Web Thok Tetigom Nimbio Nimbismon and Biamai Shine Amin
Kiriele Son Sok Tetigom Nimbio Nimbismon and Biamai Shine Amin Emmanuel Benoti Benoro Sok Tetigom Nimbio Nimbismon and Biamai Shine Amin Bachoisi Sos Bechrisos Besutir Nagasos, Tagom, Nimbaismo Beb, Choice of Shobini, Soteria, F.O. Web, Sok Tetigom, Nimbi O, Nimbismon, Nimbi Amahi Shaini Amin.
Kiriele Son, Thok Tetigom, Nimbi O, Nimbismo, Nimbi Amahi. Shaini Amin Emmanuel Benoti Benoro Thok Tetigom Nimbio Nimbismo Nimbi Amahi Shaini Amin Bechoisisos Bechristos Besotir en ahathos tagom nimbaismo bim choice of shopi niev sotireia efoeb thok tetigom nimbio nimbismo nimbiamahi Shaini Amin.
Thine is the power, the glory, the blessing, the majesty, forever Amin. Emmanuel, our God and King. Thine is the power, the glory, the blessing, the majesty, forever. Amen. My Lord Jesus Christ, my good Savior, the Lord is my strength and my praise. He became to me a secret salvation. Thine is the power, the blessing, the glory, the majesty, forever. Amen.
لك القوة والمجد والبركة والعزة إلى الأبد آمين إمانوئيل إلهنا وملكنا لك القوة والمجد والبركة والعزة إلى الأبد آمين يا ربي يسوع المسيح مخلص الصالح قوتي وتسبحتي هو الرب قد صار لي خلاص المقدس لك القوة والمجد والبركة والعزة إلى الأبد آمين. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us, and lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil one. In Christ Jesus our Lord, for thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory.
Volchem bi evangelion et oem kata yoenena geyo.
Zoxa si kereye
from the Psalms of our father David, the prophet and king. May his blessings be with us all. Amen. Hear my prayer, O Lord, and let my cry come to you. My enemies reproach me all day long, and those who praise me swore against me. Alleluia. We beseech our Lord and God that we may be worthy to hear the holy and divine gospel. In wisdom, let us attend to the holy gospel. A reading according to our teacher, St. John the Evangelist. May his blessings be with us all. Amen. Little children, I shall be with you a little while longer. You will seek me, and as I said to the Jews, where I am going, you cannot come. So now I say to you, a new commandment I give to you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this all will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. Simon Peter said to him, Lord, where are you going? Jesus answered him, where I am going, you cannot follow me now, but you shall follow me afterward. Peter said to him, Lord, why can I not follow you now? I will lay down my life for your sake. Jesus answered him, will you lay down your life for my sake? Most assuredly, I say to you, the rooster shall not crow till you have denied me three times. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And where I go, you know, and the way you know. Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going, and how can we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you had known me, you would have known my Father also. And from now on you know him and have seen him. Philip said to him, Lord, show us the Father, and it is sufficient for us. Jesus said to him, I have been with you so long, and yet you have not known me, Philip. He who has seen me has seen the Father, so how can you say, show us the Father? Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak to you, I do not speak on my own authority, but the Father who dwells in me does the works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, or else believe me for the sake of the works themselves. Most assuredly I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I will do, he will do also, and greater works than these will he do, because I go to my Father. And whatever you ask in my name, that I will do, that my Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. If you love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he will give you another helper, that he may abide with you forever, the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him, for he dwells in you and will be in you. I will not leave you orphans, I will come to you. A little while longer and the world will see me no more, but you will see me. Because I live, you will also, you live, because I live, you will live also. At that day, you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. He who keeps my commandments and keeps, he who has my commandments and keeps them, it is he who loves me. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and manifest myself to him. Judas, not Iscariot, said to him, Lord, how is it that you will manifest yourself to us and not to the world? Jesus answered and said to him, if anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. He who does not love me does not keep my words, and the word which you hear is not mine, but the Father's who sent me. These things I have spoken to you while being present with you. God, have mercy and compassion upon us, and make us worthy to hear the Holy Gospel, a reading according to the Gospel of St. John the Evangelist. May his blessings be with us all. Amen. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. You have heard me say to you, I am going away and coming back to you. If you love me, you would rejoice because I said I'm going to the Father, for my Father is greater than I. And now I have told you before it comes to pass, that when it comes to pass, you may believe. I will no longer talk much with you, for the ruler of this world is coming, and he has nothing in me. But that the world may know that I love the Father, and as the Father gave me commandments, so I do. Arise, let us go from here. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away, and every branch that bears fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. You are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit, for without me you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is cast out as a branch and is withered, and they gather them and throw them into the fire, and they are burned. If you abide in me and my word abides in you, you will ask what you desire, and it shall be done for you. By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, so you will be my disciples. As the Father loves me, I also have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may remain in you, and that your joy may be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for his friends. You are my friends if you do whatever I command you. No longer do I call you servants, for a servant does not know what his master is doing. But I have called you friends, for all things that I heard from my Father I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give you. These things I command you, that you love one another. If the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. And if you were of the world would love its own. Yet because you are not of the world, but I chose you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. Remember the word that I said to you, a servant is not greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they kept my word, they will keep yours also. But all these things they will do to you for my name's sake, because you do not know him who sent me. If I had not come and spoken to them, they would have no sin, but now they have no excuse for their sin. He who hates me hates my Father also. If I had not done among them the works which no one else did, they would have no sin. But now they have seen and also hated both me and my Father. But this happened that the word might be fulfilled, which is written, in their law they hated me without a cause. Also a reading from John the Evangelist. May his blessings be upon us all. Amen. But when the Helper comes, whom I shall send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth who proceeds from the Father, he will testify of me. And you also will bear witness, because you have been with me from the beginning. These things I have spoken to you, that you should not be made to stumble. They will put you out of the synagogues. Yes, the time is coming that whoever kills you will think they offer God's service. And these things they will do to you because they have not known the Father nor me. But these things I have told you, that when the time comes you may remember that I told you of them. And these things I did not say to you at the beginning because I was with you. But now I go away to him who sent me, and none of you asks me, where are you going? But because I have said these things to you, sorrow has filled your heart. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you. But if I depart, I will send him to you. And when he has come, he will convict the world of sin, and of righteousness, and of judgment. Of sin, because they do not believe in me. Of righteousness, because I go to my Father, and you see me no more. Of judgment, because the ruler of this world is judged. I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. However, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth, for he will not speak of his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will tell you things to come. He will glorify me, for he will take of what is mine and declare it to you. All things that the Father has are mine. Therefore I said that he will take of mine and declare it to you. A little while and you will not see me, and again a little while and you will see me, because I go to the Father. Then some of his disciples said among themselves, what is this that he says to us, a little while and you will not see me, and again a little while and you will see me, and because I go to the Father. They said therefore, what is this that he says, a little while? We do not know what he is saying. Now Jesus knew that they desired to ask him, and he said to them, are you inquiring among yourselves about what I said, a little while and you will not see me, and again a little while and you will see me? Most assuredly I say to you that you will weep and lament, but the world will rejoice. And you will be sorrowful, but your sorrow will be turned into joy. A woman, when she is in labor, has sorrow because her hour has come. But as soon as she has given birth to the child, no longer remembers the anguish for joy that a human being has been born into the world. Therefore you now have sorrow, but I will see you again, and your heart will rejoice, and your joy no one will take from you. And in that day you will ask me nothing. Most assuredly I say to you, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give you. Until now you have asked nothing in my name. Ask and you will receive, that your joy may be full. These things I have spoken to you in figurative language, but the time is coming when I will no longer speak to you in figurative language, but I will tell you plainly about the Father. In that day you will ask in my name, and I do not say to you that I shall pray the Father for you. For the Father himself loves you, because you have loved me and have believed that I came forth from God. I came forth from the Father and have come into the world. Again I leave the world and go to the Father. His disciples said to him, "See, now you are speaking plainly and using no figure of speech. Now we are sure that you know all things and have no need that anyone should question you. By this we believe that you came forth from God." Jesus answered them, "Do you now believe? Indeed, the hour is coming, yes, has now come, that you will be scattered each to his own and will leave me alone. And yet I am not alone, because the Father is with me. These things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulations, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." Also a gospel according to our teacher, St. John the Evangelist. May his blessings be with us all. Amen. Jesus spoke these words, lifted up his eyes to heaven, and said, "Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, that your Son also may glorify you, as you have given him authority over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as you have given him. And this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. I have glorified you on earth. I have finished the work which you have given me to do. And now, O Father, glorify me together with yourself, with the glory which I had with you before the world was. I have manifested your name to the men whom you have given me out of the world. They were yours, you gave them to me, and they have kept your word. Now they have known that all things which you have given me are from you, for I have given to them the words which you have given me, and they have received them and have known surely that I came forth from you, and they have believed that you sent me. I pray for them. I do not pray for the world, but for those whom you have given me, for they are yours. And all mine are yours, and yours are mine, and I am glorified in them. Now I am no longer in the world, but these are in the world, and I come to you. Holy Father, keep through your name those whom you have given me, that they may be one as we are. While I was with them in the world, and none of them is lost except the son of perdition, that the scripture might be fulfilled. But now I come to you, and these things I speak in the world, that they may have my joy fulfilled in themselves. I have given them your word, and the world has hated them, because they are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. I do not pray that you should take them out of the world, but that you should keep them from the evil one. They are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. Sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth, as you sent me into the world.
I also have sent them into the world, and for their sakes I sanctify myself, that they also may be sanctified by the truth. I do not pray for these alone, but also for those who will believe in me through their word, that they all may be one as you, Father, are in me and I in you, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that you sent me, and the glory which you give me, I have given them, that they may be one just as we are one, I in them, and you in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that you have sent me, and have loved them as you have loved me. Father, I desire that they also whom you gave me may be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory which you have given me. For you loved me before the foundation of the world. O righteous Father, the world has not known you, but I have known you, and these have known that you sent me. And I have declared to them your name, and will declare it, that the love which you loved me may be in them, and I in them. Bow down before the Holy Gospel.
Glory be to God forever.
In Evron and today, yes.
In Omos, yes.
Eviod nem ebshiri.
In Beb nev ma es owe.
Shirin emaria.
Tiet shrombi es nesus.
Tiet asmi. The exposition of the first hour of the eve of Great Friday of Holy Blessing, may its holy blessings be with us all. Amen. And when he said, O Lord Jesus Christ, raised his eyes towards his Father and said, Father, the hour is come. Glorify your Son in the world. I glorified you, Father, when I fulfilled your will. And what you gave me, Father, I have given to them because I selected them from the world. And they accepted my word and knew that I came from you. I ask you for their sake and for the sake of all those who believe in me through their word. I have chosen them from the world and I am coming to you and will leave them in the world. When I was with them, I taught them and delivered your words to them. Father, the world did not know you and I knew you. Those who are with me knew that you sent me. That is why I taught them your word, your name, O Father. The love you lavished on me, O Father, let it be always on them so that they may proclaim your grace among the nations, for I shall be with them. Those are the commandments that our Savior gave to his disciples, whom he chose and sent to the world to harvest for him a big crop. These are the galaxies whose light filled the earth. Christ our Savior has come and has borne suffering, that through his passion he may save us. Let us glorify him and exalt his name, for he has done us mercy according to his great mercy. Be Christos ben sotir,
afi afshe bemka,
hinache nefemka,
entev sotiemo,
narenti o'unav,
tenet shisi embefra,
jeaferona inime,
katabef neshtinai.
بسم الله والابن والروح القدس له واحد امين. نبوات الساعه الثالثه من ليله الجمعه العظيمه من البصحه المقدسه. بركاته علينا امين. من حزقيال النبي بركته المقدسه تكون معنا امين. وكانت الي كلمه الرب قائلا: يا ابن الانسان، ان بيت اسرائيل سكنوا ارضهم ونجسوها بطريقهم واصنامهم ونجاساتهم، وصارت طريقهم امامي كنجاسه الطامث، فسببت غضبي عليهم من اجل الدم الذي سفكوه على الارض ونجسوها باصنامهم، فشتتهم في الأمم وفرقتهم في الكور بطرقهم وخطاياهم دانتهم. ولما دخلوا إلى الأمم حيث دخلوا دنسوا اسم القدوس، حيث قالوا عنهم إن هذا هو شعب الرب والذين خرجوا من أرضه، فتحننت عليهم لأجل اسم القدوس الذي دنس بيت إسرائيل في الأمم. لذلك فقل لبيت إسرائيل هذا ما يقوله السيد الرب: ليس لأجلكم أنا صانع يا بيت إسرائيل، بل لأجلي اسم القدوس الذي نجستموه في الأمم، الموضع الذي دخلتموه وقدستم فيه اسم العظيم الذي نجس في الأمم، الذي نجستموه في وسطهم، وستعلم جميع الأمم إني أنا هو الرب، يقول أدناي الرب. مجد للثالوث القدوس إلهنا إلى أبد الأبدين كلها، أمين. شوي السنان أنا للي ياخي نفران مفيوت نمبشيرين بنما يسوء ونوتين وتأمين سابتريكا أيوكا جيب نمات كنينكا أيكا السوسي ونستوني أون أمين. تسبحات الساعة الثالثة من ليلة الجمعة العظيمة من بسخة المقدسة، بركات علينا أمين. اجعلنا مستقين نقول بشكر، يا أبنا الذي في السماوات قدس اسمك، لاتي ملكوتك وتكن مشيئتك كما في السماء كذلك على الأرض، خبزنا كفافنا أعطينا اليوم، اغفر لنا ذنوبنا كما نغفر نحن أيضا المذنبين إلينا، لا تدخلنا في تجربة لكن نجينا من الشرير، بالمسيح يسوع ربنا لك الملك والقوة والمجد إلى الأبد
أمين. تاتي قوم نمبيو نمبسمو نمبيا ماي شاي نامين باتشوي سيسوس بيرستوس بسو تيرنا خاثوس تا قوم نمبا اسمو بيب تشوي سفشو بيني افسو تيريا افو ام ذوق تاتي قوم نمبيو نمبسمو نمبيا ماي شاي نامين
كريا لاي سوان سوق تاتي قوم نمبيو نمبسمو نمبيا ماي شاي نامين امانو البنو تيبن ورو سوق تاتي قوم نبي او نبز مو نبي ام اي شايني امين بشوي سيسوس بخريسوس باسو تيرنا غصوص تا قوم نبا اسمو بي اف شوي سف شو بيني اف سو تيريا اف او اب سوك تاتي قوم نبي او نبز مو نبي ام اي شايني امين
كريا ليسو ان ثوك تاتي قوم نبي او نبز مو نبي ام اي شايني امين امانويل بن نوتي بن ورو ثوك تاتي قوم نبي او نمبس مو نمبيا ماي شاي نامي باتشوي سيسوس بيرستوس بسو تيرنا خاثوس تا قوم نمبا اسمو بيب تشوي سف شو بيني سو تيريا افو وام ثوق تاتي قوم نمبيو نمبس مو نمبيا ماي شاي نامي
كريا لاي سوان ثوق تاتي قوم نمبيو نمبس مو نمبيا ماي شاي نامي نمانو البنو تي بنورو ثوق تاتي قوم نمبيو نمبس مو نمبيا ماي شاي نامي باتشوي سيسوس بيرستوس باسو تيرنا غصوص تا قوم نمبا ازمو بي اف شوي سف شو بيني اف سو تيريا اف او اف سوك تاتي قوم نمبي او نمبز مو نمبيا ماي شايني امين
كريا لي سون ثوك تاتي قوم نمبي او نمبز مو نمبيا ماي شايني امين امانويل بن نوتي بن اورو ثوك تاتي قوم نمبي او نمبز مو نمبيا ماي شايني امين باتشوي سيسوس بيرسوس باسو تيرنا غصوص تا قوم نمبا اسمو بيب تشويس اف شوبيني اف سو تيريا اف او اب ثوق تاتي قوم نمبيو نمبس مو نمبيا ماي شاي نامين
كريا لاي سون سوق تاتي قوم نمبيو نمبس مو نمبيا ماي شاي نامين امانو البنو تي بنورو سوق تاتي قوم نمبيو نمبس مو نمبيا ماي شاي نامين باشوي سيسوس بخرسوس باسو تيرنا غصوص تا قوم نمبا ازمو بيب شوي سف شو بيني اف سو تيريا اف او اف سوك تاتي قوم نمبي او نمبز مو نمبي او ماي شايني امين
كريا ليسون ثوك تاتي قوم نمبي او نمبز مو نمبي او ماي شايني امين امانو يلبن نوتي بنورو ثوك تاتي قوم نمبي او نمبز مو نمبي او ماي شايني امين باتشوي سيسوس بيرستوس باسو تيرنا غصوص تا قوم نمبا اسمو بيب تشويس اف شو بيني اف سو تيريا اف او اب ثوق تاتي قوم نمبيو نمبس مو نمبيا ماي شاي نيامين
كريا لاي سون ثوق تاتي قوم نمبيو نمبس مو نمبيا ماي شاي نيامين امانو البنو تي بنورو ثوق تاتي قوم نمبيو نمبس مو نمبيا ماي شاي نيامين باشوي سيسوس بخرسوس باسو تيرنا غصوص تا قوم نمبا اسمو بيب تشويس اف شو بيني اف سو تيريا اف او اب ثوق تاتي قوم نمبي او نمبز مو نمبيا ماي شايني امين
كريا ليسون ثوك تاتي قوم نمبي او نمبز مو نمبيا ماي شايني امين امانويل بن نوتي بن اورو ثوك تاتي قوم نمبي او نمبز مو نمبيا ماي شايني امين باتشوي سيسوس بيرستوس باسو تيرنا خاثوس تا قوم نمبا اسمو بيب تشويس اف شو بيني اف سو تيريا اف او اب ثوك تاتي قوم نمبي او نمبز مو نمبيا ماي شايني امين
كريا ليسون ثوك تاتي قوم نمبي او نمبز مو نمبيا ماي شايني امين امانويل بنوتي بن اورو ثوك تاتي قوم نمبي او نمبز
بزمونم بآماهي شائني آمين باشوي سيسوس بخريستوس بسوتي لنغاثوس طاقوم نمبا إزمو بيب شوي سف شو بيني إف سوتي ريا إف أوه ثوق تاتي قوم نمبي أوه نمبي زمو نمبي آماهي شائني آمين.
Thine is the power, the glory, the blessing, the majesty, forever, amen. Emmanuel, our God and King, thine is the power, the glory, the blessing, the majesty, forever, amen. My Lord Jesus Christ, my good Savior, the Lord is my strength and my praise. He has become to me a sacred salvation. Thine is the power, the glory, the blessing, the majesty, forever, amen.
لك القوة والمجد والبركة والعزة إلى الأبد آمين. عمانوئيل إلهنا وملكنا لك القوة والمجد والبركة والعزة إلى الأبد آمين. يا ربي يسوع المسيح مخلص الصالح قوتي وتسبحتي هو الرب وصار لي خلاصا مقدسا لك القوة والمجد والبركة والعزة إلى الأبد آمين.
يا أبانا الذي في السماوات قدس اسمك ليأتي ملكوتك ومشيئتك كما في السماء كذلك على الأرض خبزنا كفافنا أعطينا اليوم فلا ذنوبنا كما نغفر نحن أيضا المذنبين إلينا لا تدخلنا في تجربة نجينا من الشرير بالمسيح أسوأ ربنا لك الملك والقوة والمجد الأبد آمين.
وأنا نوسي سيب والخم بفانجليون سو وابقى تمتسئون آجيو
زوك ساسي كيري
من تراتيل المزامير أبينا داود النبي بركاته على جميعنا أمين. اللهم لا تسكت عن تسبحتي لأن فم الخاطئ وفم الغاش قد انفتح علي وبكلام بغض أحطوني وحاربوني مجانا الليلويا. ليترافى الله علينا وارحمنا واجعلنا مستحقين لسماع الإنجيل المقدس فصل من بشارة الإنجيل لمعلمنا ماري متى البشير بركاته على جميعنا أمين. ولما سبحوا خرجوا إلى جبل الزيتون فقال لهم يسوع كلكم تشكون في هذه الليلة لأنه مكتوب أني أضرب الراعي فتتفرق خراف الرعية ومن بعد قيامتي أسبقهم إلى الجليل. أجاب بطرس وقال له إن شك فيك الجميع فأنا لا أشك. فقال له يسوع الحق أقول لك أنك في هذه الليلة قبل أن يصيح الديك تنكرني 3 مرات. قال له بطرس لو بلغت أن أموت معك لن أنكرك. وهكذا كان يقول جميع التلاميذ قاتمرك آجيو
زوكساسي كيري
ولما سبحوا خرجوا إلى جبل الزيتون فقال لهم يسوع كلكم تشكون في هذه الليلة
لأنه مكتوب أني أضرب الراعي فتتفرق الخراف. ولكن بعد قيامتي أسبقهم إلى الجليل. فقال له بطرس: ولو شك فيك الجميع فأنا لا أشك. فقال له يسوع: الحق وقول لك أنك اليوم في هذه الليلة قبل أن يصيح الديك مرتين تنكرني ثلاث مرات. فأخذ بطرس يبالغ في الكلام قائلا: إني لو لجأت أن أموت معك لن أنكرك. وهكذا أيضا كانوا يقولون جميعا: قاتلوك آجيو. سمعان وذا الشيطان قد طلبكم لكي يغربلكم مثل الحنطة، ولكني طلبت عنك لكي لا يفنى إيمانك وأنت أيضا. فارجع وثبت إخوتك زمانا. أما وفقال له: يا رب، إني مستعد أن أذهب معك إلى السجن وإلى الموت. قال له: أقول لك يا بطرس أنه لن يصيح الديك اليوم حتى تنكرني ثلاث مرات. ثم قال لهم: لما أرسلتكم بغير كيس ولا مزود ولا حذاء، هل احتجتم إلى شيء؟ أما هم فقالوا له: لا. فقال لهم: ولكن الآن فمن له كيس فليأخذه، ومزود كذلك، ومن ليس له سيف فليبع ثوبه ويشتري سيفان. فإني أقول لكم أنه ينبغي أن يتم في المكتوب، وأحصوه مع الأسماء، لأن ما كتب من أجلي له تمامه. فقالوا: يا رب، ها هنا سيفان. فقال لهما: يكفي. وخرج ومضى كالعادة إلى جبل الزيتون، وتبعه تلاميذ وكات يؤنن آجيو. فلما قال يسوع هذا خرج مع تلاميذه إلى عبر وادي قدرون، حيث كان في ذلك الموضع بستان، فدخله يسوع مع تلاميذه. وكان يهوذا مسلمه يعرف الموضع، لأن يسوع اجتمع هناك كثيرا مع تلاميذه. اسجدوا للإنجيل المقدس.
والمجد لله دائما.
إن إبران انت ترياس.
إن وموسيوس.
إف يوتنم إف شيري.
إن بمنا بمعيثوه.
شيريني ماريا.
تيت شرم بيث نيسوس
تيت اسمي سينا
مبنوتي بلوغوس.
طرح الساعة الثالثة من ليلة الجمعة العظيمة والبسخة المقدسة، بركته علينا أمين. ولما سبحوا خرجوا من صهيون وصعدوا إلى جبل الزيتون. فابتدأ مخلصنا يقول لتلاميذه علانية: أنتم كلكم في هذه الليلة تشكون في، ويكمل المكتوب في هذا الزمان وسائر أقوال الأنبياء الذين قالوا: إني أضرب الراعي فلتتفرق غنم رعيته، وبعد هذا كله أنا أقوم وأسبقهم إلى الجليل. فقال بطرس أمام إخوته: ولو جحدوك كلهم إلا أنا يا سيدي. قال له الرب: اعلم يا بطرس أنك في هذه الليلة تجحدني ثلاث مرات، وإذا صاح الديك عند ذلك تعلم يا بطرس ما يخرج من فيك. لو بلغت واقتربت من الموت لنجحدك يا ربي وإلهي. وهكذا قال بقية الرسل الأبرار بمحبة. هذا كله كان لكي يتم قول النبي في المزمور القائل: اللهم لا تسكت عن تسبيحتي، فإن فم الخاطئ انفتح علي. من هو الخاطئ إلا يهوذا مولود الخطية والإثم، هذا الذي اقتنى له نصيبا رديئا من مال الظلم، وهو الذي باع سيده للأمم ورفض النعمة واحتسب الخطية. المسيح مخلصنا جاء وتألم عنا لكي بألام يخلصنا، فلنمجد ونرفع اسمه، لأنه صنع معنا رحمة كعظيم رحمته. بخريستوس بن صوتي
في أفشب أمكار
في ناخن في أمكار
انت في صوتي أمون
مار انت أونا
تنت شيسي أم بفرا
جي أفرونا إني ما
يطابف نشتناي.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. The prophecy of the sixth hour, the eve of Great Friday, of Holy Bascha, may its blessings be with us all, amen. A reading from Ezekiel the prophet, may his holy blessings be with us all, amen. Again, the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Son of man, say to her, you are the land not rained on, neither the rain come upon you in the day of wrath, who devours souls by domination and receive honor in wrongdoing, and your widow multiply in your midst. Her priests reject my law and desecrate my holy things. They no longer distinguish between the holy and the profane, nor between the unclean and the clean. They have hidden their eyes from my Sabbath, and I am desecrated in their midst. Her rulers in her midst are like wolves seizing their prey, so as to shed blood and exploit others for greed. Her prophets who anoint them will fall because they see worthless and false prophecies. Glory be to the Holy Trinity, our God, forever, unto the holy, unto the all ages of all ages. Amen. The doxology of the sixth hour of the eve of great fight of Holy Basil, may his blessings be with us all. Amen. O Lord, make us worthy to pray thankfully. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. And Christ Jesus our Lord, for thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
سوكتاتي قوم نمبي او او نمبي زمون نمبي اماهي شايني امين
كريا ليسون ثوكتاتي قوم نمبي او او نمبي زمون نمبي اماهي شايني امين امانويل بن نوتي بن اورو Thong te ti gom nem pi o u nem pi smo nem pi amahi sha ine amin ba choi si sos pecherestos peso tiren ahathos ta gom nem pa esmo bem choi sav shopi Nev soti reya ef oeb thok teti gom nempi o unempi smo nempi amahi sha ene amin.
Thine is the power, the glory, the blessing, the majesty. Forever, Amen, Emmanuel, our God and King. Thine is the power, the glory, the blessing, the majesty. Forever, Amen, my Lord Jesus Christ, my God Savior. The Lord is my strength and my praise. He has become to me a sacred salvation. Thine is the power, the glory, the blessing, the majesty forever. Amen.
لك القوة والمجد والبركة والعزة إلى الأبد. آمين. عمانوئيل إلهنا وملكنا لك القوة والمجد والبركة والعزة إلى الأبد. آمين. يا ربي يسوع المسيح مخلص الصالح قوتي وتسبحتي هو الرب وقد صار لي خلاص المقدس لك القوة والمجد والبركة والعزة إلى الأبد. آمين.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. On earth as it is in heaven, give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. In Christ Jesus our Lord, for thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen.
Κατά Μαθαίον Αγίον
Ζωσάς η κεραία
From the Psalms of our Father David the Prophet and King May his blessings be with us all. Amen. Rescue me from my enemies, O God, and redeem me from those who rise up against me. And I waited for someone to sympathize with me, but no one was there, and for comforters, but I found not one. Alleluia. We beseech our Lord and God that we may be worthy to hear the holy and divine gospel. In wisdom, let us attend to the holy gospel, a reading from the gospel according to our teacher, Saint Matthew. May his blessings be with us all. Amen.
Then Jesus came with them to a place called Gethsemane and said to the disciples, "Sit here while I go and pray over there." And he took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee, and he began to be sorrowful and deeply distressed. Then he said to them, "My soul is exceedingly sorrowful, even to death. Stay here and watch with me." When he went a little further and fell on his face and prayed, saying, "O my Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will." Then he came to the disciples and found them asleep and said to Peter, "What, could you not watch with me 1 hour? Watch and pray, lest you enter into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak." Again a second time he went away and prayed, saying, "O my Father, if this cup cannot pass away from me unless I drink it, your will be done." And he came and found them asleep again, for their eyes were heavy. So he left them, went away again, and prayed a third time, saying the same words. Then he came to his disciples and said to them, "Are you still sleeping and resting? Behold, the hour is at hand, and the Son of Man is being betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us be going. See, my betrayer is at hand. Bow down before the Holy Gospel. Ushtem bevangelion eth o ebkata markuna geio.
Zusasi kereye.
Then they came to a place which was named Gethsemane, and he said to his disciples, "Sit here while I pray." And he took Peter, James, and John with him, and he began to be troubled and deeply distressed. Then he said to them, "My soul is exceedingly sorrowful, even to death. Stay here and watch." He went a little farther and fell on the ground and prayed that if it were possible, the hour might pass from him. And he said, "Abba, Father, all things are possible for you. Take this cup away from me. Nevertheless, not what I will, but what you will." Then he came and found them asleep, sleeping, and said to Peter, "Simon, are you sleeping? Could you not watch 1 hour? Watch and pray, lest you enter into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak." Again he went away and prayed and spoke the same words. And when he returned, he found them asleep again, for their eyes were heavy, and they did not know what to answer him. Then he came the third time and said to them, "Are you still sleeping and resting? It is enough. The hour has come. Behold, the Son of Man is being betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us be going. See, my betrayer is at hand." Gata lokena geyo.
Zuxasi kereye.
When he came to the place, he said to them, "Pray that you may not enter into temptation." And he was withdrawn from them about a stone's throw. And he knelt down and prayed, saying, "Father, if it is your will, take this cup away from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done." Then an angel appeared to him from heaven, strengthening him, and being in agony, prayed more earnestly. Then his sweat became like great drops of blood falling down to the ground. When he rose up from prayer and had come to his disciples, he found them sleeping, dying from sorrow. Then he said to them, "Why do you sleep? Rise and pray, lest you enter into temptation." Then Judas, having received the detachment of troops and officers from the chief priests and Pharisees, came thereto with lanterns, torches, and weapons. Jesus, therefore, knowing all things that would come upon him, went forward and said to them, "Whom are you seeking?" They answered him, "Jesus of Nazareth." Jesus said to him, "I am he." And Judas, who betrayed him, also stood with them. Now when he said to them, "I am he," they drew back and fell on the ground. Then he asked them again, "Whom are you seeking?" And they said, "Jesus of Nazareth." Jesus answered, "I have told you that I am he. Therefore, if you seek me, let these go their way, that the saying might be fulfilled which was spoken, 'Of those whom you gave me, I have lost none.'" Bow down before the Holy Gospel.
Glory be to God forever.
In Evron and Tetreyes.
In Omo Seyos.
Eviot Nem Ebshiri.
Nem Bednev Maes Owe.
Shirene Maria.
Tieshron Vies Nesos.
Tietas Misina. The exposition of the sixth hour of the eve of great Friday of Holy Paschal. May its holy blessings be with us all. Amen. Our Savior came down Mount Olive and went to Gethsemane with the disciples. Then he told his disciples to wait there and took Peter together with the two brothers, the sons of Zebedee. Then he started to pray for his sufferings. He said to them, "My soul is exceedingly sorrowful, even to death. Stay here and watch with me." He went a little farther and fell on his face and prayed, saying, "O my Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will." Then he came back to his disciples and found them asleep in great sadness. He awoke Peter and said to his disciples, What could you not watch with me 1 hour? Watch and pray, lest you enter into temptation." The second time he prayed again, that if it is at all possible to let the cup pass from him. And the third time he prayed again. Then he came to his disciples and said to them, "Are you still sleeping and resting? Behold, the hour is at hand, and the Son of Man is being betrayed into the hands of sinners. Arise, let us be going. See, he who betrays me is at hand. Woe to you, Judas, more than anyone else, because your sins have multiplied, as well as your parents' sins. You have rejected the blessing and loved damnation. It will be with you unto the end of ages. Christ our Savior has come and has borne suffering, that through his passions he may save us. Let us glorify him and exalt his name, for he has done us mercy according to his great mercy."
בכריסטוס בן סוטי
אבי אבשבם קה
אינך הנפם קה
אינתם סוטי אמו
מרנתי אונא
תנת שיסי אם בפרה
ג'אפר אונא איני מן
קטע בפנשתי עיני. بسم الآب والابن والروح القدس الإله الواحد أمين. نبوءة الساعة التاسعة من ليلة الجمعة العظيمة من البسخة المقدسة بركته علينا أمين. من أرميا النبي بركته المقدسة تكون معنا أمين. من أجل ذلك هكذا يقول الرب: هأنذا أسكبهم وأمتحنهم شر ابنة شعبي، لسانهم سيهم حاد وكلمات أفواههم غاشة، يتكلم مع قريبه وكلاما سلاميا والعداوة في قلبه. على هذا لا أفتقدهم، يقول الرب، أم لا تنتقم نفسي من شعبك هذا؟ قل نوحا على الجبال وابكي على طرق البرية، لأنها قد تركت وليس فيها إنسان، ولم يسمع صوت سكان من الطير إلى البهائم. تحيرت وهلكت، وسأنقل أورشليم وأصيرها مسكنا للتنانين، ومدن يهوذا أجعلها للهلاك ولا يكون فيها ساكن. مجدا للثالوث القدوس إلهنا إلى أبد الأبدين كلها أمين. أيضا من حزقيال النبي بركته المقدسة تكون معنا أمين. وأنت أيضا يا ابن الإنسان تنبأ وقل: هذا ما يقوله الرب لبني عمون وتعييرهم، وقل للسيف: أيها السيف المسلول للذبح المصقول للنهاية،
قم وإبرق برؤياك الباطل وللتهديد بالكذب لتقطع أعناق المخالفين الذين قد قربت أيامهم وكمل زمان ظلمهم. ارجع ولا تسترح في المكان الذي ولدت فيه، وسأدينك في أرضك وأسكب عليك رجزي، وبنار سخطي أنفخ عليك غضبي، وسأسلمك للبربر صانع الهلاك فتكون مأكلا للنار، ودمك يكون في وسط أرضك ولا يكون لك ذكر، لأني أنا الرب تكلمت. مجد للثالوث القدوس إلى أنا الأبد الأبدين كلها أمين. بشوي السنين أنا للي ياخن فراني مفيوت نمبشير نمبر دم ما يسواب أنوتي أنوت أمين سابت ريكا أيوكا أجيب نمات كانين كأيكا السوسي ونستوني أنون أمين. تسبحات الساعة 9 من ليلة الجمعة العظيمة من بصخة المقدسة بركات علينا أمين. اجعلنا مستقين نقول بشكر يا أبنا الذي في السماوات، قدس اسمك، لأتي ملكوت وتكون مشيئتك كما في السماء كذلك على الأرض، خبزنا كفافنا أعطينا اليوم، اغفر لنا ذنوبنا كما نغفر نحن أيضا المذنبين إلينا، لا تدخلنا في تجربة، نجينا من الشرير بالمسيح يسوع ربنا، لك الملك والقوة والمجد إلى الأبد آمين.
شائن أمين إمانوئيل بن نوتي بن أورو سوكتاتي قوم نمبي أو نمبي سمو نمبي آماهي شائن أمين باشوي سيسوس بخريستوس بسوتيرن آغاثوس تا قوم نمبا إزمو بي إبشوي سفشو بيني إف سوتيريا إف أو إف سوكتاتي قوم نمبي أو نمبي سمو نمبي آماهي شائني آمين.
Thine is the power, the glory, the blessing, the majesty, forever, Amen. Emmanuel, our God and King, Thine is the power, the glory, the blessing, the majesty, forever, Amen. My Lord Jesus Christ, my good Savior, the Lord is my strength and my praise. He became to me a sacred salvation. Thine is the power, the glory, the blessing, the majesty, forever, Amen.
لك القوة والمجد والبركة والعزة إلى الأبد آمين عمانوئيل إلهنا وملكنا لك القوة والمجد والبركة والعزة إلى الأبد آمين يا ربي يسوع المسيح مخلص الصالح قوتي وتسبحتي هو الرب وصار لي خلاصا مقدسا لك القوة والمجد والبركة والعزة إلى الأبد آمين. يا أبانا الذي في السماوات تقدس اسمك ليأتي ملكوتك وتكن مشيئتك كما في السماء كذلك على الأرض خبزنا كفاية فنعطينا اليوم فلنا ذنوبنا كما نغفر نحن أيضا المذنبين إلينا لا تدخلنا في تجربة نجينا من الشرير بالمسيح يسوع ربنا لك الملك والقوة والمجد إلى الأبد آمين. وأنا نوسي سيبول خيم بيف أنجليونس أو وابقى تمت سيئون آجيو
زمسا سيكيري
من مزامير أبينا داود النبي بركاته على جميعنا أمين. المتكلمون مع أصحابهم بالسلام والشرور في قلوبهم أعطهم يا ربك حسب أفعالهم ومثل شر أعمالهم الليلويا. فليخزى ويخجل جميع الذين يطلبون نفسي وليرتدوا إلى الوراء ويفتضح الذين يتآمرون علي بالسوء الليلويا. ليترأف الله علينا وارحمنا واجعلنا مستحقين لسماع إنجيلك المقدس. فصل من بشارة الإنجيل لمعلمنا ماري متى البشير بركاته علينا أمين. وفيما هو يتكلم إذ جاء يهوذا أحد الاثنى عشر ومعه جمع كثير بسيوف وعصي من قبل رؤساء الكهنة وشيوخ الشعب وكان مسلمه قد أعطاهم علامة قائلا الذي أقبل فاه هو فامسكوه. وللوقت تقدم إلى يسوع وقال له السلام يا معلم وقبل فاه. فقال له يسوع يا صاحب أهذا الذي جئت من أجله؟ حينئذ ألقوا أيديهم على يسوع وامسكوه. وإذ واحد من الذين كانوا مع يسوع مد يده واستل سيفه وضرب عبد رئيس الكهنة فقطع أذنه اليمنى. حينئذ قال له يسوع أردد السيف إلى مكانه لأن كل الذين يأخذون بالسيف يهلكون. أتظن إني لا أستطيع الآن أن أطلب من أبي فيقدم لي في الحال ها هنا أكثر من 12 جوقة من الملائكة؟ ولكن كيف تتم الكتب؟ فأنه هكذا ينبغي أن يكون. وفي تلك الساعة قال يسوع للجموع خرجتم كما تخرجون على لص بسيوف وعصي لتمسكوني. أما كنت أجلس كل يوم في الهيكل أعلم ولم تمسكوني، وهذا كله قد كان لتتم كتب الأنبياء. حينئذ تركه التلاميذ كلهم وهربوا، أما هم فأمسكوا يسوع وقدموه إلى قيافة رئيس الكهنة حيث اجتمع الكتبة والشيوخ. وكان بطرس يتبعهم من بعيد إلى دار رئيس الكهنة، ودخل وجلس مع الخدام لينظر النهاية. قاطة مركون آجيو
زكساسي كيرية
وليل وقت فيما يتكلم أقبل يهوذا أحد الاثنى عشر ومعه جمع كثير بسيوف وعصي من عند رؤساء الكهنة والشيوخ والكتبة. وكان المزمع أن يسلمه قد أعطاهم علامة قائلا: الذي يقبل فاه هو فامسكوه وخذوه بحرص. وللوقت جاء وتقدم إلي وقال: يا معلم، وقبل فاه. فألقوا أيديهم عليه وأمسكوه. فاستل واحدا من الواقفين السيف وضرب عبد رئيس الكهنة فقطع أذنه. فأجاب يسوع وقال لهم: كأنما على لص خرجتم بسيوف وعصي لتقبضوا علي. كل يوم كنت معكم أعلم في الهيكل ولم تمسكوني، ولكن لكي تكمل الكتب. فتركه الجميع وهرب. وكان يتبعه شاب مرتديا إزارا على عريه، فأمسكوه أما هو فترك الإزار وهرب عاريا. وأخذوا يسوع إلى خياف رئيس الكهنة، واجتمع إليه كل رؤساء الكهنة والشيوخ والكتبة. وكان بطرس يتبعه من بعيد إلى داخل دار رئيس الكهنة. وكان جالسا يصطلي عند الضوء: اسجدوا للإنجيل المقدس. قاط مركون آجيو
ساسي كيرية
وفي ما هو يتكلم إذا جمع يتقدمهم المدعو يهوذا أحد الاثنى عشر فدان من يسوع وقبل فاه. فقال له يسوع: يا يهوذا، بقبلة تسلم ابن الإنسان؟ فلما رأى الذين حوله ما كان قالوا: يا رب نضرب بالسيف. وضرب واحد منهم عبد رئيس الكهنة فقطع أذنه اليمنى. فأجاب يسوع وقال: كفى إلى هنا. ولمس أذنه وأبرأها. ثم قال يسوع للذين جاءوا إليه من رؤساء الكهنة قوات جند الهيكل والشيوخ: كأنه على لص خرجتم بسيوف وعصي، وقد كنت معكم كل يوم في الهيكل ولم تمدوا علي أيديكم، ولكن هذه ساعتكم وسلطان الظلمة. فلما أمسكوه وجاءوا به وأدخلوا إلى بيت رئيس الكهنة، وكان بطرس يتبعه من بعيد. ولما أضرموا نارا في وسط الدار وجلسوا، كان بطرس أيضا جالسا في وسطهم. قات يؤنن آجيا
ساسي كيريا
وكان مع سمعان بطرس سيف فاستله وضرب عبد رئيس الكهنة فقطع أذنه اليمنى. وكان اسم العبد ملخس. فقال يسوع لبطرس: ألقي السيف في غمده. الكأس التي أعطانيها الآب ألا أشربها؟ ثم أن الجمع وقائد الألف وخدام اليهود قبضوا على يسوع وأوثقوا. وجاءوا بي أولا إلى حنان لأنه كان حمى قيافة الذي كان رئيسا للكهنة في تلك السنة. وكان قيافة هو الذي أشار على اليهود قائلا أنه خير أن يموت رجل واحد عن الشعب. أسجد للإنجيل المقدس.
والمجد لله دائما
بين إبران تترياس
بين أوموس أيوس
بيوت نيم بشيري
نيم بمنف مايث هو
شيرين ماريا
تيتشرون بيث نيسوس
سيتاس ميسينا
نيم نوتي بيلوس.
طرح الساعة التاسعة من ليلة الجمعة العظيمة من بصحة المقدسة بركات علينا أمين. فلما فرغ كلام المخلص لتلاميذه من أجل آلامه، جاء واحد من الاثنى عشر الذي هو يهوذا ومعه جمع بسيوف وعصي وجند من عند الكتبة ورؤساء الكهنة. وكان الدافع ابن الشرير المخالف المملوء من الآثام، وأعطاهم علامة قائلا:
إن الذي أقبله هو هو فامسكوه وعرفوه من ذلك الوقت الذي أصنع به هذا. إذا دنوت منه لأقبله وأخاطبه هو هو فامسكوه. وأتى إلى يسوع وقال له السلام يا معلم وقبله. فقال له يا صاحب كيف تجسرت لأن تسلمني بقبلة إلى الأمم؟ فأسرع واحد واستل سيفا وقطع به أذن عبد رئيس الكهنة. فقال يسوع أرد السيف إلى غمده، فإن الذي يقتل بالسيف بالسيف يقتل، وأنا يمكنني أن أحضر ربوات الملائكة لتحارب أمامي. حينئذ لما نظر التلاميذ هذا هربوا وتركوه مع الجمع الكثير، فأتوا به إلى قيافة رئيس الكهنة وجماعة الكتبة وأصحاب الناموس، وكان سمعان بطرس يتبعه حتى جلس عند باب رئيس الكهنة. الويل لك يا يهوذا، لأنك احتملت عقوبة لا شبيه لها ولبست اللعنة مثل الثوب، فنصيبك يكون مع الزناة أيها المخالف. المسيح مخلصنا جاء وتألم عنا لكي بألام يخلصنا، فلنمجده ونرفع اسمه لأنه صنع معنا رحمة كعظيم رحمته. بخريستوس بن صوتي
أفي أفشي بمكا
إينا خني بمكا
إنتف صوتي أمون
مار إنتي أونا
تيني تشيسي أم بفرا
جي أفرونا إيني ما
كوتا بفنشتناي. The name of the Father, Evolcheni Sayes, Pia Profitis, Ebifis Moitho, Eb, Shobini Menamin of Goemmo, Samoini Niheomi, Ethneochen Onav, En Ola Oshar, Henbe, En O En Tot, En Tat, En Bikati, O Stembe, O O and Titrias, the web and naughty, shining him, shining to near me to Roamin. The name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. The prophecy of the 11th hour of the eve of Great Friday of Holy Blessing, may its holy blessings be with us all, Amen. A reading from Isaiah the prophet, may his holy blessings be with us all, Amen. Come here, you women, you who come from that sight. For it is a people of no understanding. Therefore he who made them will have no compassion on them, neither he who formed them, and he will show them no mercy. And it shall come to pass in that day that the Lord will close it from the channel of the river to the brook of Egypt, and you will gather the sons of Israel one by one. So it shall be in that day that they shall blow the great trumpet, and the lost ones in the country of the Assyrians and in Egypt will come, and they will worship the Lord on the holy mountain in Jerusalem. Woe to the crown of arrogance, the hirelings of Ephraim, the flower that fell from the glory on top of the fertile mountain, those who are drunk without wine. Behold, the anger of the Lord is a strong and harsh thing, like a falling hail where there is no shelter, falling violently like a great force of water sweeping away the country. He shall bring relief for the earth with his hands. The crown of arrogance, the hireling of Ephraim, will be trampled underfoot. But the flower that fell from the hope of the glory on the top of the high mountain shall be like the forerunner of the fig. He who sees it wishes to swallow it before he gets it in his hand. In that day the Lord of hosts shall be the crown of hope, woven of glory to the remnant of my people. They shall be left in a spirit of judgment upon judgment, and for the strength of those who prevent slaying. For these are led astray with wine and are deceived by strong drink. Priest and prophet are out of their minds by reason of wine. They stagger because of drunkenness, they go astray. This is delusion. A curse will devour this counsel, and this counsel was for the sake of covetousness. To whom have we reported evils and declared a message? Those weaned from milk and withdrawn from the breasts. Expect affliction upon affliction, hope upon hope, yet a little, yet a little. By reason of the contempt of lips and another tongue, they will speak to this people, saying to them, this is the rest for the hungry, and this is the affliction. But they would not listen.
The teaching of the Lord God will be for them affliction upon affliction, hope upon hope, yet a little, yet a little. So they may go and fall backward, and they will be in danger, crushed and conquered. Therefore hear the word of the Lord, you afflicted men and rulers of this people in Jerusalem. Because you said, we made a covenant with Hades and are in agreement with death, and if the rushing storm passes through, it will not come upon us. For we made falsehood our hope, and in falsehood we shall be protected. Glory be to the Holy Trinity, our God, forever and to the ages of all ages. Amen. Choice and I know, Alleluia, and the Vran, and the Vodam, and the Shirin, and the Martha, and the Noti, and the Tamins, and the Betri, and the Kagi of the Marti, Gaining, Kain, Kestosion, Astoni, and the Amin, the doxology of the 11th hour of the eve of Great Friday of Holy Baschamates, Holy Bash, and be with us all, Amen. O Lord, make us worthy to pray thankfully, our Father who art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. In Christ Jesus our Lord, for thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
If O web sok tati gom nimbi o nimbiz mo nimbi amahi shaini amin.
Kriya lai son thok tati gom nimbi o nimbiz mo nimbi amahi shaini amin. Emmanuel ben noti ben oro thok tati gom nimbi o nimbiz mo nimbi amahi shaini amin. Ba choisi sos beristos besotir na gathos ta gom nimba ismo. Beb choice of shobini of sotiria if O web thok tati gom nimbi o. Nimbus mo nimbi amai shai ne ami.
Kriya lai son sok tati gom nimbi o nimbus mo nimbi amai shai ne ami. Emmanuel ben noti ben oro sok tati gom nimbi o nimbus mo nimbi amai shai ne ami. Basho isi sos ber sos basu tir na ga sos ta gom nimba izmo bi ebsho isaf sho bini ef sotiri ef o ef sok tati gom. Nimbi o nimbis mo nimbi amai shai ne ami.
Kriya lai son thok tati gom nimbi o nimbis mo nimbi amai shai ne ami. Emmanuel ben noti ben oro thok tati gom nimbi o nimbis mo nimbi amai shai ne ami. Ba choice isos beresos besotir na gathos ta gom nimba ismo beb choice of shobini of sotiria if o eb thok tati gom nimbi o. Nimbus mo nimbi amai shai ne ami.
Kriya lai son sok tati gom nimbi o nimbus mo nimbi amai shai ne ami. Emmanuel ben noti ben oro sok tati gom nimbi o nimbus mo nimbi amai shai ne ami. Basho isi sos ber sos basu tir na ga sos ta gom nimba ismo beb choice of shobini of sotiria if o eb sok tati gom nimbi o nimbis mo nimbi amai shai ne ami.
Kriya lai son thok tati gom nimbi o nimbis mo nimbi amai shai ne ami. Emmanuel ben noti ben oro thok tati gom nimbi o nimbis mo nimbi amai shai ne ami. Ba choice isos ben Christos besotir na gathos ta gom nimba ismo beb choice of shobini of sotiria if o web thok tati gom nimbi o nimbis mo nimbi amai shai ne ami.
Kriya lai son sok tati gom nimbi o nimbis mo nimbi amai shai ne ami. Emmanuel ben noti ben oro sok tati gom nimbi o nimbis mo nimbi amai shai ne ami. Basho isi sos ber sos basu tir na ga sos ta gom nimba izmo beb choice of shobini of sotiria if o web sok tati gom nimbi o nimbis mo nimbi amai shai ne ami.
Kriya lai son thok tati gom nimbi o nimbis mo nimbi amai shai ne ami. Emmanuel ben noti ben oro thok tati gom nimbi o nimbis mo nimbi amai shai ne ami. Ba choice isos beristos besotir na gathos ta gom nimba ismo beb choice of shobini of sotiria if o web thok tati gom nimbi o nimbis mo nimbi amai shai ne ami.
Kriya lai son sok tati gom nimbi o nimbis mo nimbi amai shai ne ami. Emmanuel ben noti ben oro sok tati gom nimbi o nimbis mo nimbi amai shai ne ami. Basho isi sos ber sos بسوتير ناغاسوس تا قوم نمبا ازمو بيب شو سف شو بيني سوتيريا اف او واب سوك تاتي قوم نمبي او او نمبز مو نمبي اماي شايني امين
كريا ليسون ثوك تاتي قوم نمبي او او نمبي اسمو نمبي اماهي شايني امين امنو البنو تي بن اورو ثوك تاتي قوم نمبي او او نمبي اسمو نمبي اماهي شايني امين بچوي سيسوس بخرستوس بسو تيرن آثوس تاقوم نمبا اسمو بيم چوي ساف شو بي نيف سو تيريا افو ويب ثوك تاتي قوم نمبي او نمبي اسمو نمبي اماهي شايني امين
Thine is the power, the glory, the blessing, the majesty forever, amen. Emmanuel, our God and King. Thine is the power, the glory, the blessing, the majesty forever, amen. My Lord Jesus Christ, my good Savior, the Lord is my strength and my praise. He became to me a sacred salvation. Thine is the power, the glory, the blessing, the majesty, forever. Amen.
لك القوة والمجد والبركة والعزة إلى الأبد آمين إيمانوئيل إلهنا وملكنا لك القوة والمجد والبركة والعزة إلى الأبد آمين يا ربي يسوع المسيح مخلص الصالح قوتي وتسبحتي هو الرب قد صار لي خلاص المقدس لك القوة والمجد والبركة والعزة إلى الأبد آمين Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. In Christ Jesus our Lord, for thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Psalmos to David Edveio Oh, Of our father David, the prophet and king. May his blessings be with us all. Amen. Why do the nations rage and the people meditate on vain things? The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers gather together against the Lord and against his anointed. Alleluia. He who sits in the heavens shall laugh at them. The Lord shall mock them. Then shall he speak to them in his wrath, and trouble them in his anger. Alleluia. We beseech our Lord and God that we may be worthy to hear the holy and divine gospel. In wisdom let us attend to the holy gospel.
A reading from the Gospel according to our teacher, St. Matthew the Evangelist. May his blessings be with us all. Amen. Now the chief priests, the elders, and all the council sought false testimony against Jesus to put him to death, but found none. Even though many false witnesses came forward, they found none. But at last, two false witnesses came forward and said, "This fellow said, 'I'm able to destroy the temple of God and to build it in 3 days.'" And the high priest arose and said to him, "Do you answer nothing? What is it these men testify against you?" But Jesus kept silent, and the high priest answered and said to him, "I put you under oath by the living God. Tell us if you are the Christ, the Son of God." Jesus said to him, "It is as you said. Nevertheless, I say to you, hereafter you will see the Son of Man sitting at the right hand of the power and coming on the clouds of heaven." Then the high priest tore his clothes, saying, "He has spoken blasphemy. What further need do we have of witnesses? Look now, you have heard his blasphemy. What do you think?" They answered and said, "He is deserving of death." Then they spat in his face and beat him. And others struck him with the palms of their hands, saying, "Prophesy to us, Christ, who is the one who struck you?" Now Peter sat outside in the courtyard, and a servant girl came to him, saying, "You also were with Jesus of Galilee." And he denied it before them all, saying, "I do not know what you are saying." And when he had gone out to the gateway, another girl saw him and said to those who were there, "This fellow also was with Jesus of Nazareth." But again he denied with an oath, "I do not know the man." And a little later, those who stood by came up and said to Peter, "Surely you also are one of them, for your speech betrays you." Then he began to curse and swear, saying, "I do not know the man." Immediately the rooster crowed, and Peter remembered the word of Jesus, who had said to him, "Before the rooster crows, you will deny me 3 times. So he wept, went out and wept bitterly. Katamarkun ageyo. Now the chief priests and all the council saw testimony against Jesus to put him to death, but found none. For many bore false witness against him, but their testimonies did not agree. And then some rose up and bore false witness against him, saying, "We heard him say, 'I will destroy this temple made with hands, and within 3 days I will build another made without hands.'" But not even then did their testimony agree. And the high priest stood up in the midst and asked Jesus, saying, "Do you answer nothing? What is it these men testify against you?" But he kept silent, answered nothing. Again the high priest asked him, saying to him, "Are you the Christ, the Son of the Blessed?" Jesus said, "I am, and you will see the Son of Man sitting at the right hand of the power and coming with the clouds of heaven." Then the high priest tore his clothes and said, "What further need do we have of witnesses? You have heard the blasphemy. What do you think?" And they all condemned him to be deserving of death. Then some began to spit on him and to blindfold him and to beat him and to say to him, "Prophesy." And the officers struck him with the palms of their hands. Now as Peter was below in the courtyard, one of the servant girls of the high priest came. And when she saw Peter warming himself, she looked at him and said, "You also were with Jesus of Nazareth." But he denied it, saying, I neither know nor understand what you are saying. And he went out on the porch, and a rooster crowed. And the servant girl saw him again and began to say to those who stood by, this is one of them. But he denied it again. And a little later, those who stood by said to Peter again, surely you are one of them, for you are a Galilean, and your speech shows it. Then he began to curse and swear, I do not know the man of whom you speak. A second time the rooster crowed. Then Peter called to mind the word that Jesus had said to him, before the rooster crows twice, you will deny me three times. And when he thought about it, he wept. And a certain servant girl, seeing him as he sat by the fire, looked intently at him and said, this man was also with him, but he denied him, saying, woman, I do not know him. And after a little while, another saw him and said, you also are of them. But Peter said, man, I am not. Then after about an hour had passed, another confidently affirmed, saying, surely this fellow also was with him, for he is a Galilean. But Peter said, man, I do not know what you are saying. Immediately while he was still speaking, the rooster crowed, and the Lord turned and looked at Peter. And Peter remembered the word of the Lord, how he had said to him before the rooster crows, you will deny me three times. So Peter went out and wept bitterly. Now the men who held Jesus mocked him and beat him. And having blindfolded him, they struck him on the face and asked him, saying, prophesy, who is the one who struck you? And many other things they blasphemy spoke against him. And Simon Peter followed Jesus, and so did another disciple. Now that disciple was known to the high priest, and went with Jesus into the courtyard of the high priest. But Peter stood at the door outside. Then the other disciple, who was known to the high priest, went out and spoke to her who kept the door, and brought Peter in. Then the servant girl who kept the door said to Peter, you are not also one of this man's disciples, are you? He said, I am not. Now the servants and officers who had made a fire of coals stood there, for it was cold, and they warmed themselves. And Peter stood with them and warmed himself. The high priest then asked Jesus about his disciples and his doctrine. Jesus answered him, I spoke openly to the world. I always taught in the synagogues and in the temple where the Jews always meet. And in secret I have said nothing. Why do you ask me? Ask those who have heard me what I said to them. Indeed, they know what I said. And when he had said these things, one of the officers who stood by struck Jesus with the palm of his hand, saying, do you answer the high priest like that? Jesus answered him, if I have spoken evil, bear witness of the evil. But if well, why do you strike me? Then Annas sent him bound to Caiaphas, the high priest. Now Simon Peter stood and warmed himself. Therefore they said to him, you are not also one of his disciples, are you? He denied it and said, I am not. One of the servants of the high priest, a relative of him whose Peter cut off, said, did I not see you in the garden with him? Peter then denied again, and immediately a rooster crowed. Bow down before the Holy Gospel.
Glory be to God forever.
Never on today. The exposition of the 11th hour of the eve of great fight of Holy Blessed, may its holy blessings be with us all. Amen. Listen to David, the king of Jerusalem, rebuke her dwellers, saying, why do the nations rage and the peoples meditate on vain things? The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers gather together against the Lord and against his anointed. David knew by inspiration of the Holy Spirit what would happen to Jerusalem, which become a corrupt forum in the house of the high priest. They sought a false testimony against Jesus so that they might condemn him to death. Many testified against him, but only the testimony of two of them concurred. These testified that he said, destroy the temple and I will rebuild it in 3 days. The high priest asked him, why don't you reply? If you are the Son of God, tell the truth. You said it, replied Jesus. The high priest rent his robe and said, we don't need any testimony. He has uttered blasphemy and we heard it. During all this, Simon Peter was standing by the fire, warming himself up. A maid came up to him and said, you also were with Jesus the Galilean. He denied it. And then another maid saw him and said to him, you are also a Galilean. Peter replied, not I. Then the third time another said to him, I saw you with him in the garden. Peter said, I do not know what you are talking about. When the rooster crowed, Peter became aware of what he did. He went outside and wept bitterly. Christ our Savior has come and has borne suffering, that through his passion he may save us. Let us glorify him and exalt his name, for he has done us mercy according to his great mercy. Bechristos be'en sotir
av yavshem ka
inachen nefem ka
Sorti
Marenti o na the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Tomorrow, God willing, we will pray with each other albeit virtually, the Holy Great Friday, the day in which our Lord sacrificed himself for us. And tomorrow we will read two Pauline epistles. One of them comes from Philippians chapter 2, from 4 to 11. I'll read an excerpt from it, and we'll take our discussion for tonight. In Philippians 2, from 5 to 8, he says, St. Paul says, "Let this mind be in you which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, did not consider it robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bondservant, and coming in the likeness of men. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. Glory be to the Holy Trinity forever and ever. Amen." What I want to pay attention to with you this evening is the part that says, "But he made himself of no reputation." Actually, Yani, the correct interpretation of this is that he emptied himself. This word reputation, actually in Greek, means keno, or kenosis is the process of emptying oneself. And I want to speak this evening about this self-emptying, this kenosis that the Lord did for us. And when we speak about the Lord's self-emptying, this doesn't mean that he emptied himself of his divinity, meaning there was no time or point in which, you know, from the moment of conception in the womb of the Virgin, that and then forever, that there was a point where his divinity separated from his humanity. But when we say self-emptying, we don't mean certainly his divinity separating from his humanity. And all the vulnerabilities that the Lord endured this evening and tomorrow were by his will. And we saw this very clearly from the readings of today. For example, we saw when the soldiers came to the Lord, and in the Gospel of John, he mentioned how when they asked, "We're looking for Jesus of Nazareth," and when he said, "I am he," that the soldiers fell backward on the ground, and the Lord had to ask them again, "Whom are you seeking?" And they told him again. So, and then also we see when St. Peter, when they came, they wanted to take out swords to fight the soldiers that came from the high priest. The Lord told them, "Put your swords in his sheath. If I wanted, God would send me 12 legions of angels to defend me." 12 legions, yani, if one angel could, 185,000, he can just have like, you know, just like one arm of an angel, and this would take care of everything, right? But everything was by his will. So certainly when we speak of this self-emptying, it doesn't mean his divinity. If we look at the self-emptying of the Lord Christ, we see that it wasn't only limited to this week, but also from the moment of the Annunciation, the moment when the divine became united to humanity. It's unimaginable. The one who created the whole universe and consumes the whole universe, he himself made himself into, or confined himself into, the womb of a virgin. And this was, of course, made manifest in the Nativity, when the Son of the Highest was born and took flesh. So the one who created, again, the whole universe, and the uncontainable, as we say, the omnipresent, has now been contained in the form of a human being. He's emptying himself of all the what is due to him. We also see in the baptism of the Lord, when the Lord was coming to be baptized, he was surrounded by whom? He was surrounded by those who were sinners, who were coming to John to be baptized by him in the Jordan. And he was among them, but yet he was the sinless. So now the sinless one is coming among the sinners to go through baptism as they were going through baptism. He's emptying himself. He is the one who ought to be baptizing, as St. John said. But yet he is submitting himself and emptying himself, permitting all righteousness to be fulfilled. And we see during this Pascha week, from Palm Sunday until tomorrow, this emptying of himself. We see emptied of himself of his glory. He came into Jerusalem riding on a donkey. This is not fit for a king, but he emptied himself again of his glory. He emptied himself of his authority, allowing himself to be tested by the Pharisees on Tuesday and to be examined and questioned. Again, he permitted this to be so. We saw today of his arrest, and we'll see, and we saw again of his trial, and we'll continue to see tomorrow in his trial, how he emptied himself. He didn't respond to them when they asked him some questions, because had he responded, he would be justified. But he wanted to go through this for us. He wanted to empty himself for us. And we also see when they mocked him and made fun of him, when they slapped him, they ridiculed him, they had these false accusations against him. All of this, he remained silent as an act of self-emptying, an act of kenosis. Also, the relentless physical abuse that he would endure, the flogging, the crown, the spear, the cross, all of these things he's allowing himself to endure for our sake. And ultimately to be crucified, not alone, but between two thieves, as one who is a robber, one who is guilty, but yet he is the guiltless. Finally, he was buried. He allowed the one who created the whole world and universe, allowed himself to be put into a tomb. And not only that, after he was put into the tomb, he descended into Hades, the place that is filled with all wickedness and evil, and he allowed himself to be in the depths of Sheol. So we see this is the Lord self-emptying for us. But is it only the Lord self-emptying that we're concerned of? Listen to what St. Paul says in Philippians 2, from 5 to 7. So he says, "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God did not consider it robbery to be equal with God." So the part in the beginning, he said, "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus." What mind is this, St. Paul? This is the mind of kenosis, or the mind of the self-emptying, emptying oneself. So what are we emptying ourselves from? We, of course, are emptying ourselves from sin. We're emptying ourselves from unrighteousness, from not doing what we ought to be doing, what is good. We empty ourselves from our will, or the desire to be in control, right? Our will ultimately wants us to be in control. And when we lose that control, we don't like it, and we fight against it. Also, we're emptying ourselves of the satisfaction of our passion, allowing ourselves to be controlled by our passions as the animals are. Again, we are self-emptying ourselves from these things. These are acts of kenosis on our part. So the kenosis is not only that we saw in Christ, but we saw him empty himself as an example for us, for us as well, to empty ourselves. But St. Paul doesn't say the emptying is enough. The kenosis is not enough. He says in Philippians 2, again 1 and 2, he says, "Therefore, if there is any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any affection and mercy, fulfill my joy by being like-minded." So he says, fulfill my joy. Actually, this word fulfill in Greek is plero. So it's kind of the opposite of kenosis or keno. So keno is the emptying and plerosis is the filling. So there needs to be kenosis and also plerosis. There needs to be an emptying and also a filling as well. Emptying oneself or emptying must be followed by filling ourselves with Christ. There can't once, if we empty, we need to also be filled as well with Christ. And once we are filled by him, this is when we can actually begin to do his will and do it sincerely and genuinely. When we empty ourselves and then allow ourselves to be filled by the Lord Christ. It is very difficult to do his will without first being emptied. If we look at, for example, in the Old Testament, they had all of these laws that were the will of God. But were any of them able to fulfill the laws to perfection? No. St. Paul says in the Romans, he says, there is none righteous, no, not one. But all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. So all have sinned. All have fallen short. No one is able to fulfill this yani requirement. So it's very difficult for us to fulfill His will without first being empty, realizing kida that we are empty and letting go of the things that I mentioned before. There is a danger here though, is if we stop kind of halfway, if we empty without filling, both need to happen together. There needs to be emptying as well as filling. There needs to be kenosis as well as pleurosis. It's like, you know, have you ever had like, you got like a bowl or something or a vase or something at home? And you got this vase and, you know, when you first got it, it had nice pretty flowers in it and everything. And you would put new flowers in it and everything. And then after a while, when you didn't like how it looked anymore, you kind of washed it, emptied it and put it aside. And then you find, oh, we need a pot or something to plant, you know, get a gear, or we need to plant some mint or something. And you come and find this pot that was first originally used for nice flowers is now being, you know, used to put dirt in, or is now using to collect oil in, or something like that. So it takes on another use. So the same with us. If we're not emptying, or if we're empty without filling, then yani we will take on like another form. And the Lord Christ warns us of this in Matthew 12, verse 42. What does He say? He says, when an unclean spirit goes out of a man, he goes through dry places seeking rest and finds none. So when this evil spirit goes out of a man, this is the emptying, the cleansing part. Then He continues and says, then He says, I will return to my house from which I came. So the demon Kumbel says, I'm going to return to the house that I have just been, you know, that I had just left. And what happens? And when he comes, he finds it empty, swept, and put in order. This seems to be good. Empty, swept, and put in order. But what is the danger here? Then he goes and takes with himself seven other spirits more wicked than himself. And they enter and dwell there, and the last state of that man is worse than the first. So shall it be with this wicked generation. So what needs to happen in order for, if one demon goes out, in order to prevent the seven from coming in, there needs to be filling with somebody who's stronger than the seven demons. And who is this? It's the Lord Jesus. It's Christ. We must be filled with Him, lest we empty ourselves. You know, this sometimes happens with us when we say, okay, I'm going to stop all this bad habit that I'm doing, say for Holy Week, right? Or for the Lent. And you stop all of this. And then you come back in the Holy 50 days and says, okay, I've stopped it for 40 days or 50 days or a week. Khalas, now we're in the 50 days. There's no fasting, no nothing. And I go back to do what I've been doing. But then I do it multiplied because I've been deprived of it for so and so an amount of time. This is dangerous. So there needs to be kenosis as well as pleurosis. There needs to be empty as well as being filled. So what are the benefits of this emptying and filling? What is the benefit of this kenosis and pleurosis? St. Paul says in Philippians 1, again, if we just go back from, we were in verse in chapter 2, if we go back a couple of verses. So in chapter 2, when we began, it began by saying, therefore, if any consolation in Christ. So therefore means, yani, we have to go back to what was said before to understand what this therefore means. So if we go back, the last couple of verses in chapter 1 in Philippians, we read what? For to you it has been granted on behalf of Christ, not only to believe in Him, but also to suffer for His sake, having the same conflict which you saw in me and now here is in me. So he's saying there, when we are suffer for Christ, so it's like he considered here as something yani that we've been granted yani favor. If we are able to suffer for Him, this is a favor God gives us. So when we suffer for His, and we're able to suffer for His name's sake, then what would happen? Of course, the one who suffers for Christ's sake has emptied already, and has become filled with Christ because he's suffering for His name's sake. So what is the benefit of this emptying and filling in Christ? This is what he describes to us in verse 1 and 2 in chapter 2 of Philippians. He says, therefore, if there's any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, any fellowship of the Spirit, if any affection and mercy. So he mentioned four things here. So these are the benefits we get from this kenosis and pleurosis. Number one is this consolation. And consolation here, the original word is like encouragement. So when we go through this emptying and filling in Christ, and then we suffer for His name's sake, we get the grace of encouragement from the Lord. How is it, do you think, that the martyrs and those who are put in such, you know, horrid situations, when we look at it and read it, we sometimes question whether we'll be able to do the same. But it's a grace that's given to those who are suffering for the name of Christ, where they receive this comfort from Christ or from God, and they're allowed to continue to suffer for His name's sake. So they receive this consolation, this comfort. And the same that you and I perhaps can experience in the midst of our hardship when we are suffering or we are fighting against sin for His name's sake, or if we're suffering persecution from outside for His name's sake. The second is we find comfort. We find comfort. This comfort is perhaps when we feel alone, or we feel rejected or burdened by our sin. Oftentimes we feel like we're alone when we're suffering for His name's sake. Right? Christ Himself today, His disciples fled from Him. St. Peter left Him alone. When He was in the Garden of Gethsemane, and none of them, you know, stayed to pray with Him. Right? So He felt this aloneness. And again, when we have this emptying and filling and are filled with Christ, then in these moments of, you know, of loneliness and despair, we find the Lord's comfort. The third thing is the fellowship with the Holy Spirit. Again, when we're emptied and filled with Christ, then we have this yearning for the Holy Spirit, to be united with Christ, right? This is how our fathers, you know, the hermits and the anchorites, how they desire to be alone by themselves in the desert with the Lord and to dwell in caves and mountains, right? They have this yearning to be with Him and Him alone. So this is this fellowship of the Holy Spirit. Sometimes, kiddo, we feel like, you know, we want to grow closer and closer to the Lord and to be more in union with Him. It's actually this, when we go through this emptying and filling with Christ, and then we suffer or we go through hardship because of this, this is about when we feel, and God gives us this grace of this looking forward to our union with God. Lastly is affliction. And this affliction, the Greek word is splachnon, splachnon. And actually this is the root word splach is like where we get the word spleen from. So what it means here, the literal meaning kind of means like the gut or the bowels or the intestines or the spleen. So the early writers used this word to mean like deep emotion. Like, kiddo, you know when somebody, kiddo, is grieving, for example, and it's a deep grieving, they feel like they don't have an appetite, right? They say this is like a deep emotion. So this gift or this grace is given, this deep attraction to the calling of Christ and fellowship with the Holy Spirit. So all of these are the blessings that we would receive if we go through this emptying and filling with Christ. So, how is this kenosis and pleurosis practiced in the church? And then I'll leave you with just a couple of points of how we can practice this emptying. If you notice in some of the sacraments of the church, there's this kenosis and pleurosis. For example, when we come to baptism, the kenosis or the emptying is our dying with Christ in the baptismal water. And then what's the pleurosis? Is rising with Him. So we see the emptying of ourselves, the old man, and taking on the new man. If we look at repentance, for example, what's the kenosis, the emptying? The emptying is coming before the priest and abuna and emptying ourselves, making ourselves vulnerable before the priest and confessing our sins. This is the kenosis, this is the emptying. And what do we receive in return? We receive absolution and forgiveness of our sins. This is the pleurosis. Also, we see in the Eucharist, for example, we see the kenosis as we come offering our gifts to Him. We empty ourselves of our own possessions and our things, and we put it at the feet of the Lord. And what does He give us in return? What is the pleurosis that we receive, the filling? Then He fills us with life. He He fills us with life. He who eats my body and drinks my blood will live in me and I in him. So how do we practice kenosis? And it is discomforting. And it's not something that's going to be easy, and it's not something that's going to be comfortable, but there is going to be some discomfort. But it requires humility and obedience. For example, one practice is prayer. How do we practice prayer in a way of kenosis? You know, when we all pray, we like to just say, okay, I like to pray however I think about, you know, I just pray with my own words. I feel it more. Again, this idea here of praying just by whatever yani I want, this is still kind of self-centered, right? When the disciples came to ask the Lord, how should we pray? Did he tell them, just pray however you want to? He gave them a prescribed manner. He said, when you pray, say, our Father who art in heaven. Meaning what? Every time we ought to pray, we should say this, right? So the church expounded on this and gave us the book of the Agbeya as a prescribed way of how we should pray. So those actually who don't use the Agbeya, they're not participating in this act of kenosis, where I'm kind of denying myself, emptying myself, and praying in the form that the church and Christ had instructed me to. So we can use prayer as a way of kenosis when I pray in a prescribed manner. Number two is fasting in the same kind of, you know, understanding. Many other faiths, they'll say, okay, when you fast, you just give up whatever, something that you want, that you value. Again, this kind of fasting is still up to me. It's still self-centered to a sense. Yes, you're giving up something, but it's still about I'm the one doing the choosing. But in the Orthodox faith, it's different. It's not us who's choosing, but whom the church is choosing for us. So when I choose to empty myself of my will and my desire and follow a prescribed manner of way of fasting that the church has yani prescribed for me, this is an act of kenosis, an act of emptying. So we said prayer and fasting. Also in almsgiving. Again, almsgiving or giving to the poor and the needy and giving our tithe, these are all an act of kenosis because I'm emptying myself of what I could use for my own yani pleasure here in this world. But I'm emptying myself of it and giving to others. That's why in the book of Tobit it says, giving of alms delivers from death. Giving of alms delivers from death. Lastly, and perhaps this is something that most of us will not yani experience, but we can kind of meditate and look at it and take at least a little bit, is the act of martyrdom. The act of martyrdom is the ultimate type of kenosis, where I empty myself even of my life for the sake of Christ. And of course, the filling here would be the kingdom of heaven, that God will give all those and crown all those who are martyred. Perhaps we won't be martyred, but perhaps we might face some discomfort or might face some ridicule or mockery when we fulfill our Orthodox faith to its fullest. I pray that all of us, myself being the first, to practice this kenosis and this pleurosis, this act of emptying myself and filling myself with the Lord Jesus Christ. And as we look and meditate for the remainder of this Pascha, we can look and think how the Lord emptied himself for us and what we can do to empty ourselves for him. To him be the glory forever and ever. Amen. We ask and entreat you, O Lord God, the Father, the Pentecreator, the only begotten Son, who created and ordered all things in the Holy Spirit, the giver of life, and the Holy Trinity, before whom every knee bows in heaven and on earth. We ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
For the heavenly peace and unity of all churches in the world, monasteries, and for those dwelling and caring for all the holy places, O God, have compassion on your creation and deliver it from all evil. We ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
O you who by your power planned the life of man before his creation and created all that exists by your wisdom and adorned the heavens with stars and the earth with plants, trees and vineyards and valleys with meadows and flowers. O our King, accept now the supplications of your servants who place themselves in your hands and say, we ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
O great and holy God, who created man in his image and likeness and gave him a living and reasoning soul, have mercy, O Lord, on your creation which you have made. Show us compassion and send down upon us your mercy from the height of your holiness and your prepared dwelling. We ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
O you who saved your servant Noah the righteous and delivered him from the flood with his sons and their wives and also the clean and unclean animals for the sake of the earth's renewal. We ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
O maker and provider of all, deliver your people from the flood of the sea of this passing world, and protect them and all animals from harm, and provide for the needs of the birds. For you give all, you give to all birds, animals, and ravens their sustenance. We ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
O you who received as a guest by your servant Abraham the patriarch, and ate at his table and blessed his seed, O our King, accept now the supplications of your servants and priests who place themselves in your hands. Have compassion on the world and save your people from every hardship. Abide in them and accompany them. We ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
We ask you, O Lord, to guard us from all evil, to have compassion on your creation and all your people from the eyes of everyone. Wait upon you, for you give them their food in due season. O sustainer of all flesh, the help of the helpless and the hope of the hopeless, we ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
O you who look to the humble with watchful eyes of protection, who saved Joseph from his master's wife, set him as ruler over Egypt and spared him in the days of hardship, so that his brothers and father Jacob came and knelt before him and took from him wheat for the sustenance of their children and animals. We also bow our heads and kneel before you, our Creator and Provider, and we thank you for everything concerning everything and in everything. We ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
O God, Logos of the Father, who works in the Law, the Prophets, and the Old Testament fills them, save your people from every hardship, manner their lives according to your goodwill, and spare them from famines and calamities. We ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
O you who supported the people of Israel 40 years in the desert of Sinai, though they had no houses or storehouses, O my Lord, keep now your people and bless their houses and storehouses with your heavenly blessings. We ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
O you who accepted the prayer of Elijah the Tishbite when the sky rained and the earth produced vegetation and blessed the barrel of wheat and the vessel of oil in the widow's house, accept now the prayers of your people through the intercession of your holy saints and prophets. We ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
O God of all, O God, have compassion on the world with kind and merciful eyes. Bless their crop and storehouse and the little they may have. Raise the waters of the rivers according to their measure. Grant moderation to the winds. Bless the Nile of Egypt this year and every year. Give joy to the face of the earth and to us men. We ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
O you accepted the repentance of the Ninevites when they fasted together and received the confession of the right-hand thief upon the cross. Make us also worthy of pleasing you and receiving your compassion, crying out and saying, remember us, O Lord, when you come into your kingdom, and receive from your servants their repentance, their confessions, their fasting, their offerings, which they offer upon the holy altar as an acceptable incense, and have mercy on them. We ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
O you, the mighty provider, chastiser, healer, and physician of our souls and bodies, who tested him, his servant Job, and healed him of his calamities, and recompensed him for his losses with more than what he had, have compassion on your people and save them all from calamities. tribulations, trials, and hardships, O upholder of those who trust in you. We ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
O Christ, our God, Logos of the Father, who sanctified his pure disciples, washed their feet and made them leaders of the believers and a light for the faith, who by them satisfied hungry souls and taught them to pray, saying, Our Father who art in heaven, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. We ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
O worker of wonders and miracles, who fed the thousands with five loaves, raised the dead, blessed the wedding in Cana of Galilee. O Lord, bless now bread, oil, plants, beehives, trades, products, and all works of your servants. We ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
O Lord, save your people and surround them on every side by the sign of your life-giving cross. Raise the state of Christians in all the world and fill the hearts of their rulers with kindness towards them. Soften their hearts towards our poor and needy brethren and keep every evil thing far from them. We ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
O you who entrusted us with your holy covenant, your body and blood present with us every day upon the altar through the descending of your Holy Spirit on the bread and wine, and commanded us, saying, Do this in remembrance of me. We ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
O Christ, our God, have mercy on your people and the successor of your apostles. Bless the fruit of the earth and give gladness to the heart of man through the abundance of fruit and blessings. We ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
O begotten of the Father, who was incarnate of the Blessed Virgin Saint Mary in the fullness of time, who said to his saintly disciples, Go and make disciples of all nations and baptize them, teaching them all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Be also with your people. Cry out to you, saying, We ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
O forgiver of sins and giver of all things, forgive the sins of your people, purify them from every blemish, and cleanse them from every deceit, and keep them from bearing false witness and from all envy and slander, and uproot from their hearts every evil thought, murmuring, doubts, and hardness of heart arising from pride. We ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
You are the rampart of our salvation. O Mother of God, the invincible fortress, bring to naught the counsels of the adversary. Turn the mourning of your servants into joy. Defend our cities, fight for the Orthodox kings and leaders, and intercede for the peace of the world and the churches. We ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
O God of mercy and compassion, Lord of all comfort, do not be angry with us, nor rebuke us for our wicked deeds, nor for our many sins. Do not be wrathful with us, nor let your wrath endure forever. Hear us, O God of Jacob, and look upon us. O God, our helper, spare the world from death, scarcity, plagues, devastation, the sword of enemies, earthquakes, horror, and all fearsome events. We ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
For the sake of our protection under your high and mighty hand, O God, we ask you to keep for us the life of our honored father and patriarch, Pope Abba Tewodros II, and his part in the apostolic liturgy, our father, the Bishop Abba Yusuf, to confirm them on their thrones for many years in quiet and peaceful times. We ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
O Christ, our God, we ask of your graciousness and your great mercy to keep for us the life of our fathers, the metropolitans, bishops, and all the leaders of the flock. Confirm the sheep of your flock. Grant protection to the priests, purity to the deacons, strength to the elders, understanding to the young, chastity to the virgins, asceticism to the monks and nuns, purity to the married, and protection for women. We ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Again, we ask for the safe return of travelers, support for widows and orphans, abundance for the poor, and those who are in debt, pay their debts and forgive them. And those who are in prisons and distress, give them release. Heal the sick and repose the departed. We ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
O God of our holy fathers, do not forsake those whom you have created with your holy hands. You who manifested your love for mankind, O merciful one, accept from your mother an intercession on our behalf and save, O Savior, humble people. Do not leave us to the end, nor forsake us forever. For the sake of your holy name, do not break your covenant, nor take away from us your mercy. For the sake of Abraham, your beloved, Isaac, your servant, and Jacob, your saint, we ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Evnoti naina antesho naero nario naini men chentek met oro.
Kiria laison, kiria laison, kiria laison.
Kiria laison, kiria laison, kiria laison.
Kiria laison, kiria laison, kiria laison.
Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison.
Ebor enteti hirini moinan entek hirini semnenan entek hirini kanen novinan ebor.
Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison.
Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison.
Egore volen egajen tetek ekleseia. Softeros and Niskim Shine.
Kiria laison, Kiria laison, Kiria laison.
Kiria laison, Kiria laison, Kiria laison.
Emmanuel Benoti, Henten, Miti, Tino Hennebo, Ente, Beviot, Nembeb, Masua.
Kiria laison, Kiria laison, Kiria laison.
Kiria laison. Laison, Kiria laison, Kiria laison.
Ente fes moiron tiren, ente ftovo ennen hit, ente ftala choni shon, ente nene psikin emnen soma.
Kiria laison, Kiria laison, Kiria laison.
Kiria laison, Kiria laison, Kiria laison.
Ten oshtem boko becharistos, nembik yoten agasos, nembib nev masuav. Avashkak suti emuna mina lelo yazu sabatri kayu kayu nevmati kani kai kesos yonastoni onun amin tinoshi volingo emoji oben choice Jesus be Christos be etav eshe be saurus be echom chem be satanas sabasitin denet shala suti emuna wohna inan kiria daison kiria daison Kiria flogison amin is moeroi moeroisi metania koni evol gombi esmo.
May Jesus Christ, our true God, who through his own goodwill accepted suffering and was crucified on the cross for our sakes, bless us with all spiritual blessings and support us and complete for us the Holy Basca, and bring forth upon us the joy of his holy resurrection for many years in peaceful times. Through the never ending intercession of the Holy Theotokos, Saint Mary, and of all the choir of the angels and archangels, and through the prayers of the patriarchs, prophets, apostles, martyrs, righteous, holy ones, cross-bearers, ascetics, confessors, and anchorites, and through the blessing of this holy Basca of our good Savior, may their holy blessings, their benediction, their power, their gift, their love, and their help be with us all forever. Amin. Bechristos ben noti.
Amin. Es ashobi.
Eporun titihirini, monana tikirini, sabninana tikirini, kananovi, nanevol, O Lord, make us worthy to pray thankfully, our Father who art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. In Christ Jesus our Lord, for thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Now the love of God, the Father's grace, only begotten Son, our Lord, God, and Savior, Jesus Christ, give fellowship and communion of the Holy Spirit, be with you all, go in peace, peace, the Lord be with you all, amen. On behalf of Abuna and myself, we would like to wish you a blessed Good Friday tomorrow. And I pray that all of us participate to our fullest capability and to have a joyous, bright Saturday. And if we can stay and stream together in prayer, although we're individually in our homes, we'll be together in spirit and also have a joyous and glorious Feast of Resurrection. And we pray that by God's grace we can see you all soon. God bless you all. Peace of the Lord. God be with you all. Amen.